Oh, God. All right, guys, I've been watching The Town Hall. It's awesome.
Give a little context.
I'm sure that
So, yeah, context. So Obama's doing his little town hall from CNN right now on his quote unquote executive orders. We'll get more into that, but yeah, I guess CNN's done playing nicey nice with Obama because like Chris Kyle's wife was there, that woman who was raped from the University of Colorado, who's been doing all the work with Campus Carry, was there. Just a bunch of heavy hitters were in there that I know for a fact that in the past were kept out by the Obama friendly media. He's getting murdered up there. It's awesome.
Well then. Not literally murdered.
Yes. No. Even worse. At least if you get murdered, you die and get to rest.
Yes. His ego is being damaged.
Yeah. After this murder session, he's going to have to go home and cry his pillow sopping wet. As Hunter S. Thompson said, my heart feels like an alligator.
Dang. I don't know what to do, but
drink.
Perhaps the earliest intro in the history of the Score Report.
Yeah.
It is Thursday, January 7th, 2016. Nailed it.
I couldn't interrupt you, Alan. I was too euphoric.
Somebody just snorted.
It was me. Is he crying like a little man bitch on CNN yet?
I think he's just straight up pooping in his pants. Like, I mean, it's hilarious. Even when he gets like the gun friendly people, he's like having to slam it in reverse. Like, I mean, it was just, he got Snuffy Flager came up as a softball and is like, oh, you know, what are we going to do? Why can't we register guns like cars? And Obama had to slam it in reverse going, no, we can't do that because people think we're going to confiscate their guns. It's like, awesome. Oh, man.
Well, then.
And by the way,
weird.
If you also want to play Ultra Fun, on the Brady campaign's website, they've got a little thank you card that you can send a little note to President Obama. Yeah, I totally signed up for that.
Oh my God.
Haha, these fools at Brady think you were doing them a favor, but in fact, you made it easier for us to buy machine guns. Haha, thank you. I'm glad to know that you're afraid of the will of American people as opposed to the anti-gun lobby.
Yeah.
The most head desk moment I had this past week was somebody on Facebook that was really torqued about the NRA and how the NRA spends hundreds of millions of dollars lobbying for the gun manufacturers.
Why, yes, that's exactly what we do.
And specifically for, always gonna, whenever they do that for the gun manufacturers, specifically for the fighting against the universal background checks laws, which specifically fucks gun manufacturers and FFLs in the ass. Because hey, guess what? Yeah, no, if I'm gonna go in to look at used guns, I also have to walk past the brand new ones if I go to a gun shop. But yet, if I, you know.
Yeah.
Go swing by Jay's house and say, hey, Jay, I'm looking to buy a gun. What do you got for sale, for private sale? It's only going to be used guns, and the gun manufacturers and the FFLs see not a dime of that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but the miss, I mean, everybody knows I'm not the biggest fan of the NRA, but to be that, I mean, the NRA wishes it had hundreds of millions of dollars to spend on lobbying.
Nobody wishes more than I.
Just say quadrillions.
What's funny is the NRA wishes it has had as much influence as these people give it credit for. I mean, it's funny. I mean, it has a lot of influence, and it's, you know, it's an 800-pound gorilla when it comes to this sort of thing, but they give it way too much credit.
Well, I mean, when it came to like Obama's little executive order speech that he gave on what was that, Tuesday and all that. I mean, it's one of those, you want to talk about like the left always talks about their dog whistle words. Whenever he talks about the gun lobby, you could just substitute the American people. Yeah. And that's the reason why the NRA has the influence. Because, again, people keep talking about, oh, the NRA has all this money. Well, yeah, they've got money. But, hey, guess what? Bloomberg has way more and spends way
more.
Sometimes 10 times more, and he fucking loses.
Yeah, because the NRA actually doesn't spend that much money. They I think the last election cycle they gave, you know, less than $1 million to individual candidates and spent, you know, less than like $5 million total, way less on lobbying at all.
Am I correct? There's still a smaller lobbying group than the AARP, right?
Oh, much smaller.
AARP is
way
like
smaller.
Huge compared to the NRA.
And the NEA and the unions, they all spend more money than the NRA. Oh,
you look at the top campaign contributors, and you know, there's like you know, the garment manufacturers union outspends us by orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, the thing is, the industry as a whole is tiny. I mean, you know, Coca-Cola, you know, loses more money in their corporate couch cushions than we have for a budget.
Well, here's the thing the NRA has that none of those other groups have.
Guns. Lots of guns. No, wait.
4 million plus dues paying members.
Five million plus
dues paying members, which
other
lobbying organization in the country has that many people behind it.
Ah, Radis just posted opensecrets.org, which I'm assuming has. Ah.
Yeah, that's got all the NRA, this so-called, how horrible it is. Oh, okay, yeah. Three and a half million in less than $3.5 million in 2014 on lobbying, which is in lobbying money is nothing.
Which is less than I spend on bourbon.
So that is the influence. That's the thing that people don't understand about the NRA is these uninformed people think the NRA is a creature of, you know, Colt and Smith and Wesson and Ruger and all that.
Nope.
And they're not at all.
Nope. We are very specifically for gun owners and gun rights.
And frankly, if it was, it'd be the National Shooting Sports, you know, whatever they are, the NSS.
Yeah, National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Which has almost no influence anywhere.
They run SHOT Show.
That's a trade show. That's not, you know, I'll put it this way. When the guy from the NSSF shows up on Capitol Hill, nobody knows who the hell he is. When the NRA lobbyist shows up, they all know who he is.
And his name is JG.
I'm the face. Yeah.
So the real
funny part about.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say the real funny part about SHOT Show is having been to other industries trade shows, it's the same thing. The widgets on the wall are different, but
trade shows are trade shows.
It doesn't matter if you're selling guns or chemicals
or complicated machinery. You know, it doesn't matter.
It's the same thing.
What about Asian women?
I'm not sure you can sell those.
Sure you can.
Maybe in Vegas.
Well, Joshua is in Vegas.
Well, that's true.
All right. So just since we're open to the floor, I did not read. I opened the PDF from the ATF on the executive orders and saw that it was 215 pages and then immediately deleted
it off my
tablet.
Oh, that was just – was that the one about the NFA?
Yeah. But pretty much all the Obama did was a clock boy, the kid in Texas who bought an alarm clock from Sears, took it apart, put it back together shittily, and then said, "I built a clock." That's kind of what Obama did. He took the Gun Control Act of 1968, took it apart, put it back together in a fashion only an idiot could do, and then said, "Look what I made!" And then made it easier for us to buy machine guns.
Well, that's debatable. I would argue that with you.
Okay, please argue. That's why I brought it up.
He made it somewhat easier for some people.
Yeah.
To buy machine guns.
If you've got a big trust, it's going to be a huge pain in the butt.
Yep.
But if you are a trust of one.
If you're an individual or a trust of one, then it's not that big a deal. In fact, it's really. I've seen some people going, "Oh, it's a huge win for NFA stuff." And not getting screwed as much as you thought you would be is not a win.
Yeah.
By the way, another interesting thing from the town hall is Obama used the term in describing NFA trusts, shell corporations.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it is.
He said he was speaking of NFA trusts and used the term shell corporations. So yeah, just so you know, that's the new buzzword du jour. That's the first time I've heard that shit.
I think he just has buzzwords that he uses.
Well, okay, so
it's worse
because you can't read or write.
Right.
He just applies them to things, hoping it'll stick.
Well, here's the thing. There is a reason that the word trust is in the rules for buying and transferring NFA weapons. Just like there's a reason corporation is in and individuals is in there and licensed dealers is in there. Because these things existed before the NFA, National Firearms Act of what was it, 1934, whatever it was. These things existed before then. So this is not something that people went, "Oh, this is a loophole," and people had trusts for these things before you had all these big city sheriffs refusing to sign off on form ones and forms four and form one and all that kind of stuff. Because, it's like any property that has value, people want to make sure that it's, protected and, people put their homes in trust, all kinds of assets go into trust. So it's not really a,
Is what you wear when you have a hernia?
What?
That's a truss.
Oh yeah, that's a.
You're 100% right. Even just boiling it down to that just dumb little like gray area of the, my wife knows the combination of the gun safe where the machine gun is,
right.
And right. I go out for a pack of smokes, sort of thing. Am I breaking federal law? In the fact that I'm allowing another human being access to an NFA item that they're not allowed to touch. No, 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 mother, may I?
Right.
Sort of idea. So it's kind of the way I've been reading it. If you have NFA items,
yes.
Unless you live like all by yourself, unless right. you are the only, you live on a mountainside somewhere out in the Ozarks, and you're the only one out there, you're an idiot for not having a trust.
I agree.
And especially if you've got like extended family or anything like that, you should have a trust because.
And things like if you want to hand your trust items down.
Right.
If you've got $25,000 invested in a transferable machine gun and you die without it being in a trust.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what happens?
You're just geeky and you've got six or seven NFA items. You've got a couple of short-barreled rifles, a couple of short-barreled shotguns, and a baker's dozen suppressors for everything under the sun, that you just accumulated over a lifetime. And then you kick the bucket, and now you've got, one or two heirs that now have to split that, 10 grand worth of tax stamps just to take possession of what you gave them.
Right.
Yeah. No, trusts are a good idea.
Yep. So anyway, yeah, shell corporations. It's all a scam. So the new rules requires that, and it's still kind of like fleshing out the actual requirement, because you know what the ATF says and what they do are not.
Well, the other thing, and this kind of irks me. Nobody has stood up and said, "Excuse me, Mr. President, could you give us a number of crimes committed with certified NFA weapons?"
Oh, they're like two.
Two. Yeah.
That I know.
And one was a police officer.
Right.
Yes.
So this is not a big deal, but
in the pantheon of things about which we should be concerned, not even the firearms world, in anything. I mean, they are used less than steamrollers.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Get this. He actually was talking about, now it's, I'm going just off the top of my head because I was just listening to it. Was he actually cited like that there was some sort of huge percentage of under 5 year olds accidentally shooting themselves, like that was even like a number that exists statistically. Ugh,
I looked it up for the blog a few years back. More children are killed by 5 gallon buckets than in firearm accidents.
It's like 10 times as much are killed by stairs.
Yeah.
Which, hey, guess what? Every house has.
Any number is too many. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. You know, it is a very low number compared to other household dangers. It's tiny. Any number is too much. But it is blown so far out of proportion.
I don't think any number is too many. Some of those bastards deserve to die.
That's what you get for being curious, kid.
We have a caller. This guy's been on hold for like 20 minutes. He was on calling before the show started. It's area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Arctic Elf,
were you watching the town hall? Please tell me you were watching.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, God. Somebody needs to share with this joy. I'm the only kid on the block who saw Star Wars.
No. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till tomorrow when all my liberal friends post the highlight reel to Facebook. And then tomorrow at lunch, I'm going to watch that on YouTube and try not to point and laugh so loudly that I disturb any of my employees during lunch.
Oh, trust me. It's going to be beautiful because... Yeah, no. Unless they're doing like 15-second clips, there's nothing that big that's not Obama getting his gut stomped out. I mean, it is a bloodbath. It's awesome.
Good. So Alan, with regards to liberals hating on the NRA on Facebook, when our enemies are making a mistake, stop interrupting them. I love it when I see people hating on the NRA. The NRA this, the NRA that, you know, giant evil. It's like, yeah, huh? You just keep right on doing that and make sure you tag the – make sure it's pound NRA. Make sure that's trending. Because anybody with half a clue knows how full of shit that comment is.
Yeah.
But hey, you go ahead and make the NRA out to be the big bad boogeyman and let Alan Gura keep suing your ass off.
Yep.
So weird. Last week you were very brave of you to come out about your medical condition.
Which one was that?
Your vision issue.
What? Now I'm confused.
Weird shared with us that he has a medical vision issue and yoga pants get in his way. Brita remembers.
Thank you for putting the vision of weird in yoga pants in my head. I will find you and I will kill you.
My God, how drunk was I? I didn't think that steel reserve hit me that hard.
apparently, whatever you were drinking worked. So that's the word. There is hope for you. There is hope. You can go see an optic surgeon and have that vision problem corrected.
You'd have to have your eyes removed.
No.
What?
No. It's just you just look at the laser and then you can see right through yoga pants. they don't get in your way at all. There are, however, some complications.
I know lots of men who have the yoga pants vision problem.
Well, yes, the problem is you can't shop at Walmart after you have the procedure.
Yeah.
Don't be judgy. I'm in a big tent.
weird likes them all.
So, he's like, Jesus.
Just go to the manatee enclosure and get it over with. You're a marine biologist.
I am a marine biologist, and I happen to have an extreme soft spot to manatees. I actually mentioned to Larry Correa that I'm pretty sure that manatees don't make any noises. Because Wendell talks a lot.
They have to make some kind of noise.
I don't think they do. I think they're mute.
I'm Googling.
I'm Googling that right now, too.
I mean, they're mammals and they have calves. They have to have some way to call to them.
They don't have calves. They have flippers. Come on.
Wait.
God damn it, Jay.
Wait.
What's the manatee named Hugh?
Who's peeing?
Ooh.
There you go.
They squeak.
Oh,
you're watching the same video?
They squeak. Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, my goodness. I've never heard them squeak. I mean, I've never actually been in the water with a manatee.
They squeak.
Are they friendly?
Yes, apparently.
They're ridiculously friendly. They don't give a shit about anything.
Well, I mean,
they have no natural predators, so they literally just do not give a flying fuck. It's just, hi.
They're roughly the size of garbage trucks, aren't they?
They're pretty big. They're about 15 feet long.
We just get out in the weirdest tangents.
I guess they don't have an animal like the orca in their ecosystem to try to eat them.
No, because they only live in shallow brackish water.
And they do not wear yoga pants.
No,
they do not what?
Wear yoga pants.
Actually, their only known predators are boat propellers.
Yeah, meatloaf of the sea.
And I'm sure the Native American tribes of Florida and the southern United States, because they got to be delicious.
Well, even if they're not delicious, they're probably too easy a food source to pass up.
Yeah.
If you're living in Stone Age society.
Some people have said that manatees were the origin of the mermaid.
Yeah.
Their genus is Serenidae.
And you know, I got to say, whoever that was must have grown up around some really ugly women.
Yeah. Alan.
They lived in the Midwest.
Alan, water stored in oak barrels goes rancid very, very quickly.
That's a good point.
How did mariners survive traveling across the ocean with no potable water?
They drank
rum.
They drank booze.
Rum. Fuck loads of rum. Yeah. I'm just saying. Beer goggles? Those manatees.
Beer goggles.
Baby.
I'm just saying. Big 10.
They also used fresh water with high tannins in it, like from the Blackwater River in southern Virginia.
I did not know that.
Yep. So all I'm going to say is about the manatees and mermaids. Let's just talk about Jay about his proclivities in his college days.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I think there's a story there we need to hear.
Jay pleads the fifth.
Jay's suddenly silent.
I think Jay hung up.
No, he didn't hang up. He's probably pooping.
Did we lose Jay?
No, he's still there.
He's still connected. I don't know what the story is.
It sounds like a bathroom run to me.
Yeah, it could be. Hey, thanks for calling, Arctic Elf. We got some other people.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right, bye. Arctic Elf. And we got another caller. Area code 270. We got callers stacking up.
What? Really?
It's like everybody wants to talk.
Huh.
Hello, 270. Hello, hello.
Internet?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? This is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
All right.
Tommy.
Yay. Tommy remembered that we had a show tonight.
All right.
Yeah, usually I don't because my wife usually works really early on Fridays, so we go to bed at like 8:30.
Oh.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Oh.
I am on like Wi-Fi calling though because there's
no. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, you probably sound like you're talking through a tunnel or something. That's okay. Go ahead.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
Alan is just picky.
No, so speaking of manatees, I have a manatee story. Sort of. The one time I saw manatees in person in the wild was like when I was 10 or 12 down at like Homosassa Springs, Florida.
That's right where that's the exact age and location where I saw my first manatee.
Sweet. And I think we're almost the same age. So that's weird. So we're there, they have like the half sunken boat or the, or the boat where you can go down in the water and view them underwater. And then we could look out in the bay. And I remember there was an alligator swimming by, but he had an arrow sticking out of his back. And that makes that treat memorable. So we had the rangers go try to save the alligator, which probably involved shooting it in the head.
That's funny.
That story took a dark turn.
Oh, man. It's bringing back some serious memories. I loved Homosassa Springs.
But going back to the NRA before, I've actually shut up a few anti-gun people when they're talking about gun laws, when they come up with their bidding. Well, I don't see why the NRA should get its way when it's only got 5% of the population. And they come back, well, you know, if you're going to say that only 5% of the people support gun rights because that's how many the NRA has, then why should the 0.007% of people in anti-gun groups get to dictate anything?
Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
I mean, that's a big thing I've been hammering about is that the anti-gunners have been talking so much about that that I think there was actually two polls where it said like 90% or some huge number of like everybody everywhere wanted universal background checks. And yet I point out that, yeah, but in all the places where it's been put up on the ballot, it's either just gotten shot down in flames or passed with, you know, at most, I think Washington passed with like 12 points, which was amazingly good. But that's, you know, that's a like, you know, 62% victory. So, yeah, even if you've got a huge number of people that support gun rights, they can't be bothered to get off their asses to go vote for it. So, yeah, no.
Hey, how does your group that you join free via email not have a tenth of membership of the NRA? You have to pay to join.
Yeah, exactly.
And they sign people up for, like, I mean, there's people that are, quote, members that don't realize they're members.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, if you email them for anything, you're suddenly a member.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a member of several anti-gun groups because, yeah, no. They somehow figured something out, though, because I stopped getting them a few years ago. I think it was about the same time that I started really messing with Joan Peterson. I think she sent up a flare, and all of a sudden it stopped. But I originally signed up because I wanted to get all the newsletters. But yeah, I was a member of like the Brady Campaign and the CSGV and a bunch of other anti-gun groups.
I think we lost Tommy.
Oh, I'd like to say, weird, you missed your opportunity. Apparently Robert Farrago is on Facebook now.
Oh.
You can't sign up with him.
Goody.
I still would have liked Weird to have signed up as Robert Farrago.
Oh, man.
You missed your chance.
Shit, why didn't anyone tell me?
Well, I would have totally done that. Real Robert
Farrago. I would have only signed in while I was completely drunk.
Well, you've only had the last 8 years to be able to do that, Weird. I don't think it's, you know.
Nobody suggested it to me. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, well.
Drat and double drat.
So Robert Farrago's on Facebook now?
I don't know.
Well, apparently he keeps sending Linux invitations and he keeps saying, fuck off.
Because he found out that Facebook is an untouched resource of women he can sexually harass.
Robert Farrago and I have one mutual friend.
Oh, really?
Now I know who to unfriend.
Somebody <Yeah. laughs>
time and to zero. I fixed
and
the
guy. On the phone when people are discussing it, people are like, oh, wait, that's Robert Ferrigno? Unfriend.
Oh, he has a very cute daughter, though. Look at her.
I know who that one friend is.
Oh, okay. Not friends anymore.
No. Wow.
Bye-bye. Oh.
Wow.
You know, I'll say it on the show. I've been unfriending people a lot because I feel like a lot of my Facebook friends are from the blog, the Breed of Fallacy blog years. And it's not like we interact, and it's not like we're ever going to see each other again, ever. And it feels like mental clutter for me because we're not actually friends. So I've been unfriending a lot of people. And if you're one of those people, I apologize, but you know what? I have a life. I have real friends and, you know, separate from my sordid past on the gun blogs.
I want to have a life and real friends. What do I have to do?
I am very proud to say it doesn't appear that I have any mutual friends with Robert. Awesome.
By the way, Andrew in chat, I appreciate the Robert Who.
Yeah, Robert Who. Nice. Hey, thanks for calling, Tommy.
I think, except for Jay, I'll see if I can come in more
in the future.
All right. Send Breedy your address. She'll send you stickers.
Yes, I will.
All right.
And something
else. Watch out, snake.
Cool.
I discovered this by accident. Breedy was in it, and Alan's definitely in it. Jay's not in it.
What?
And I'm in it like three or four times. On the Truth About Guns Wikipedia page, are cited in the controversy section.
What?
What?
No.
I know Alan's cited for the picture Robert stole of his rifle.
God, I'm terrified now.
And I'm cited for for when he stole my banner. And
this is on Wikipedia?
Two or three of my posts on just him just being a thieving dickbag.
This is on Wikipedia? What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Yeah, no, I was doing the Gazoogle or whatever the hell it is, where it's supposedly supposed to gangsterize your website.
Oh my God.
It's supposed to turn your whole website into Ebonics. And so I typed in weirdworld.com, and for whatever reason, that didn't put up my website, but instead ran a Google search on weirdworld.com. And the first, like the second hit was the Wikipedia page for The Truth About Guns. And I went, what? And then read it. And it was fucking hilarious. I had no idea. I kind of actually wonder who put it up there. Can you do that in Wikipedia? I don't know Wikipedia.
You can edit Wikipedia, sure.
No, but I just mean, can you see who did the edits?
Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm looking it up.
Oh, rival blogs have also accused him of plagiarizing material from other blogs. And there's site.
Yeah.
Hey, look at there.
All right, let's see the talk.
Amazing.
Am I there? I don't want to be there. Can I take that off?
I thought you were, Brina.
I don't see you. I don't think you're there.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Where the hell are you guys?
Wikipedia, dude.
Wikipedia? What? What's Wikipedia?
What's Wikipedia? Wikipedia is also known as the interwebs.
Yeah, you know what the funny part was? Speaking of Wikipedia and Google, is my son was absolutely horrified when I told him we couldn't look stuff up when I was in middle school, like, you know, when I was his age. And I told him that we had to go to the library and use the card catalog to find reference books.
Oh yeah, the card catalog.
He looked at me like I was telling him about rendering hog fat to make candles or something.
You had to go back into the old four holer and hope that somebody hadn't wiped their ass with the bra section of the Sears catalog.
I had a similar experience. I bought my daughter a camera for Christmas. You know, one of these little Nikon, you know, digital cameras. And I was explaining to her, I had my old Nikon F2, and I was showing her, you know, on that and how it works and all that kind of stuff. And I was telling her about film, and she was she was absolutely horrified. You know what? You mean you can't see the picture as soon as you take it? No, you had to.
No, even worse. I was the king of snapping like 45 pictures and looking down at the counter and seeing like there's like 46 pictures I've taken. There's no way that roll holds that many. And open it up and see just that tab just hanging there. Hi there, sucker! You took nothing. Yeah. Your entire vacation has been deleted.
Yep. Yeah, you had to take your film to get developed, and then and only then could you see all the screwed up pictures you thought you got but didn't.
That's right, and they made double prints of your girlfriend's 70s bush.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Venn diagram pretty much the shaved pussy and digital film?
What?
Like, has there been a photograph of a woman with a shaved vagina done on 35 millimeter?
Oh, I'm sure there has.
People can,
but not retro style, not ironically bearded hipster.
Well, do they even sell film anymore? Does anybody make it?
Yes, no, doesn't. Tam's been buying it online.
Oh, good lord! We have a caller again.
Yay!
Area code 810. Hello.
Hey, this is Smitty.
Hey, Smitty.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right.
I just called. I know this is old stuff already, but how was your first week of freedom there in Texas?
You know what? Actually, this is the first show since that happened. It's actually pretty nice. I've open carried every day except one, and that was the day I had to drive down to a chemical plant down in Freeport, and there are no guns allowed even in the parking lot there. So I couldn't take one with me.
So you conceal carried?
No, you can't even do that. It's like a federal felony, big time no-no thing. You can't.
Is there a metal detector?
They actually, in a lot of these plants, they actually come out and they do, you know, they bring out the mirror and they look under your car and they go through your shit and yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay.
So they're, nice. They're serious. Some of them, you know, but the thing is it's hit or miss, right? You know, they wave three guys through and then they give the fourth one, the anal probe. So.
So you got to show off your barbecue gun, huh?
I did. I did the nice 1911 on the first.
That's your E-Series?
Yes. And the nice Dennis, the snakeskin holster from Dennis.
Which model holster is that?
It's the one, I don't remember, honestly. Sorry, Dennis. Yeah, it's the dragon. It's the one with the paddle.
Oh, okay. Which one's the one with the paddle?
Very nice. I was just enjoying the spring weather here in Michigan today.
Oh, did you get above freezing?
Oh, it was 40s plus 42 degrees and sunny.
Oh, hey.
That's awesome for the middle of or beginning of January.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it was also, like 72 here. I had the windows open, so.
Well, you know, Texas.
Not
you know,
here. I think it got up to 33. I think that was the high today. But that's all right. I never actually went outside because I kept going, come on, let's go outside and play. And the weirder kept going, nope, not really. Though, to be fair, the nice thing about it is I want to listen to more Iggy Pop.
Oh, hey.
She likes Iggy Pop.
She likes the Iggy Pop.
She really likes Iggy Pop.
Hmm.
Well, I just wanted to call and see how your first week of open carry went. And,
it went good.
Say hi to everybody.
I think statewide, you know, there was almost no incident. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, I saw that the police were a little confused, though.
Well, you know, what do you expect?
Bless
their
hearts. Union
employees. What can you expect?
Yeah. The police. Bless their hearts.
There was also some report.
Oh, yeah. Another reason I called. I want stickers.
Oh, okay. Go email me or message me or something and with your address, and we'll send them out.
No problem. All right. You guys have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
Taking my call.
Great.
Yep. Bye.
Good to talk to you, Smitty.
Thanks for taking my call. Like we wouldn't take somebody's call. Jeez.
No, that's cute.
Yeah, there's all sorts of people that just snap their finger. It's like Rush Limbaugh. You call in at like 11:45 and just stay on the line.
Maybe today's
going to be your day, yeah. But probably not. No, that's a squirrel report.
We talk to telemarketers. Hell, we don't care.
Call in. We'll talk to you.
When they call my house, I talk to telemarketers, but that's because it's a person that doesn't have a soul, so I can fuck with them without any sort of feeling of guilt.
That's right. So yeah, the open carry thing in Texas has so far been uneventful.
Like every open carry thing everywhere, anywhere.
Right. Yeah. There was no blood in the streets. Nobody decided.
The bottom line is everywhere, no one gives a flying fuck that you're carrying your gun.
The only.
You really have to be a flaming dickhead for someone to give a shit that you're carrying a gun.
The only thing that was funny was there was reports of a few Walmarts where the managers were asking people, do you have a license for that? Like, are you a cop? No. Well, go away.
That's the only time I ever had a problem open carrying was in a Walmart.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was because I was making the black people nervous.
Yeah. Well, you gotta figure with the type of people Walmart gets.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
they're, you know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. As someone who still purchases hard copies of movies. That's officially gotten me out of Walmart is the fact that if I suddenly see like, oh, that Blu-ray of that new release movie, I would like to have that. Now I need to go find a fucking Walmart goon to unlock the case because Walmart's evidently filled with shoplifters.
It's because it is. Look at their demographic.
That is true. That is true. I've got to say, actually, the Walmarts that I'm all there, I am amazed that like some of the people there aren't half orcs. It definitely looks like the go look at the Monsters Manual for the half orc. They shop at Walmart up in Maine.
Oh, Maine. There's your problem.
It's a cryptozoology.
They could be hairless skunk apes. You're right.
We have another caller.
No way.
This is the best show ever.
Area Bring code 520. Hello.
That would be me, I assume.
It would be you.
Hi guys, it's Kevin.
It is
Kevin
Bacon.
No way, Kevin Bacon.
I loved you in that movie with the dance.
That stop it. It's Kevin Baker.
I love seeing your dong in Wild Things.
Oh my god,
he was awesome in Tremors.
We know who.
Oh,
Kevin
I also
is.
Saw your dong in Hollow Man, but that was a shitty movie.
You know what? Someday I have this fantasy that someday I'll actually meet the real Kevin Bacon, and I'm gonna go, dude, I love your website, those epic posts are awesome.
Oh my god, I was hanging out with my buddy the other night who opened for the Bacon Brothers, and I was telling him this story.
That's right. What we have 3 degrees of separation.
Three degrees of separation, yeah, because the best man at my wedding opened for the Bacon Brothers at a concert.
Well then.
And so now we are all just 4 degrees, right?
4 degrees of that.
Perfect.
Hey. Well, Happy New Year, y'all.
Hey, Happy thanks. New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oddly enough, I have not screwed up any paperwork at all.
Knock on wood, I haven't either.
I write the 201, and then I immediately realize, no, it's 6. It feels kind of eerie.
Well, I did screw up. I was signing in at a mine, and I started writing, and I got the 20, and then wrote 06. Went, crap! No, that's not right.
2006. Oh shit.
So, well, anyway, I didn't have anything to really discuss tonight. I'm not watching the town hall.
You're missing out. Oh,
I pretty much, if he's on television or on the radio, I just avoid it. I don't want to hear him.
I don't blame you, but in this case, I'm sorry to say, but like, I don't know if it's going on for two. I thought it was only supposed to be an hour. It didn't seem like it was winding up when I came down here, but yeah, like an hour plus of him getting kicked in the balls. Thank you. Sign me up twice.
Okay, well, if they're, you know, basically reading them the Riot Act, I'm glad. I saw earlier today that it was by invitation only, so I figured they'd stack the crowd, but apparently not.
They certainly did. They stacked the crowd with, like, pro-gun people. It was amazing.
Hmm.
I heard two anti-gunners and four pro-gunners before I turned it off and came down here.
That's interesting.
It was
brutal. You kind of wonder what's going on with the media.
Well, I kind of think that, like, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of people. I mean, Bloomberg's The Trace even went out and said, you know, if Obama closed the gun show, Obama did not close the gun show loophole. At best, he made it a little bit tinier. But even then, they expressed doubt in that. I mean, really, like, some hardcore heavy hitters in the anti-gun world are calling him out on this one.
Well, the thing that nobody ever talks about when it comes to closing the gun show loophole, and I've posted this thing a couple of times in a couple of different places, there was a study done behest of, I don't know which Department of Justice subdepartment it was, but they looked at the enforcement of the Brady bill in 2010. And, you know, they did 3.6 million checks that year, and they denied 72,000 of them, and 40-some percent of them were denied for felony conviction or indictment. And so, you know, so on and so forth down the line. 72,000 people were denied, right? This is part of that 2.4 million people stopped from buying a gun, according to the Brady campaign. You know how many people actually ended up in jail? 12.
Oh, 12. Oh.
They prosecuted 12 people.
Out of 72,000.
Out of 72,000 denials, they prosecuted or got they either got a conviction or a plea agreement out of 12. 11 more had not been adjudicated by the end of the period where they were doing the study. But that's 23 people. What kept the people who were denied from going down to some dude, their, you know, unlicensed street pharmacist and buying a gun from him?
Well, I'm not a damn thing. About 72,000 people who are too fucking stupid to not look at the form and go, nope.
Well, you have to understand. You have to lie on that form and sign your name to it before they'll run the background check.
Right.
With all
if
of
you
your
put, if you mark anything on that form that says that you're disqualified, they just tell you go away, and they don't bother to run the background check. They don't call the cops. They don't try to get you arrested. They just tell you you're not qualified and go away.
Right.
I remember asking once, you know, I was filling out the form and I'm like, you ever get people who, you know, check the yes, I'm a felon, and the guy behind the counter said, you have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, they're the people that lie and immediately get caught, and it's in black and white, like literally in black and white with their signature on it.
Their signature and their address. They have signed their name to a confession that gets them a 5-year trip to Club Fed.
Right.
Even worse is the quote unquote shell corporations, people who, if they want to put their felon uncle, their child molester uncle, on their NFA trust with access to their machine gun, congratulations, they just signed their own fucking death warrant. They just said, yep, I just gave a convicted felon access to a machine gun. Please put the handcuffs here.
But Kevin, here's the thing. There's not enough jail cells for that many people.
But see, that's the thing. They tell us that they're doing this for our safety. It's more security theater.
That's exactly what it is. It's not even
security theater. I got to call you out on that one right there. The amount of times that Obama and his compatriots have referenced Australia and the UK, no. They do not give a flying fuck about background checks. What they care about is names, addresses, serial numbers, makes, and models.
Yeah,
that's all they care about.
Right.
They want to have those things written down and scanned electronically so that they can have names, addresses, serial numbers, makes, and models.
Weird. They have an online form now, so you can fill it out on a computer and then they'll do the background check online. So nobody has to scan it. It goes straight into the computer.
Exactly.
Kevin,
they're trying. Yes.
Here's a thought question. 72,000 people perjured themselves on the form.
Yes.
Why on earth wouldn't they want to prosecute those people? Don't you think?
Well,
I
have not been able to find it. But I swear I haven't been able to find a reference to it. But I swear when the law passed, I heard Janet Reno said that they wouldn't be prosecuting people because it would clog the courts.
Well, of course.
I remember that. Joe Biden actually said that, if I remember correctly.
The question I have is, the people that perjured themselves federally, why aren't they running for president?
Well, you know, and that just brings up another, you know, like Weird says, it's not about catching the criminals. It has nothing to do with criminals.
Well, the reason I bring it up is, you think they would want 72,000 arrests a year?
I thought about it, at least it'll get the really stupid violent felons off the street. No, it doesn't.
They don't care. They don't want the stupid violent felons off the street.
Well, even more so. I mean, that's one of my statements. Let's face it. When it all boils down, nobody's against universal background checks. It's just, we don't, because none of us want, if we've ever sold a gun privately, we don't want to sell it to a felon. We don't want to sell it to somebody who can't legally have it. And we agree. Yeah, no, if you're beating the shit out of your wife, if you're selling crack on the street corner, blah, 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 I don't want to give you a gun. I mean, I don't care how libertarian you are. You're not for that. But
no, there are a few libertarians that say if you're too dangerous to have a gun, you should be in prison.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. But unfortunately, yeah, we
actually what I say
we need to wall off like
is
all
if
of
you're
Colorado.
Too dangerous. If you're too dangerous to have a gun, you should be 6 feet under.
Yeah, I'll actually stand behind that one. But when it comes down to it, it's the question of getting it down into the. Putting your name, address, along with the model and serial number giving it to the federal government is where we've got the problem. And one of the things I've always been in favor of is just put a fucking endorsement on the driver's license.
That was my,
just put a little.
Everybody who gets an ID, not even driver's license, if you get a photo ID, you have to have a photo ID to do everything in this country except vote. You get a background check, and if you're not qualified, they put a gun with the international symbol for no around it. And if you want to go buy a gun, you pull out your ID, and if it has that symbol, you don't get the gun, period.
Yeah, or even better, you come over to my house saying that you'll babysit my kid. Let me see your driver's license. Yeah, fuck off. Nope, sorry. Yeah. Anyone that's got that letter doesn't get to come into my house.
Yep.
But the big thing, the reason why I want that is, number one, it allows universal background checks, it allows constitutional carry, and on top of that, it gets all the people that are now disqualified persons for fucking bullshit, for the, oh my God, I got caught with a joint in my ashtray, or maybe it wasn't even a joint, but I plea bargained just to make it go away, and now
you want to know my favorite one? There are jurisdictions where if you get up and walk out on a $25 restaurant tab, that's a felony.
Wow.
That will get you more than a year in prison, or could get you more than a year in prison.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. If you get caught scrubbing a lobster in Maine, that's a felony.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yep, you get caught, you pick up an egg-bearing female, and you just take a brush to the eggs and scrape them off. Congratulations, you'll never be able to own a gun for the rest of your life. And I want people to just see that, not suddenly get to the point where they're walking into a gun shop and the gun shop says, sorry, you can't have the gun, and they're wondering, well, what did I do? No, I want them to go to the court, when they go to the court for that conviction, for the court to say, all right, yep, we're going to convict you on this. We're going to charge you. We're going to give you, 3 weeks parole and a $500 fine, in which case everyone's like, yeah, whatever, fuck it. I can deal with that. And
yeah,
we're going to put the scarlet letter that's going to last the rest of your
fucking life.
More than
12 months.
Yeah.
That's the way the law is written. If you could have been sentenced to more than 12 months, then you've lost your right to arms, period.
Yep. Yeah. No, I want to get people to start waking up on the fact that, hey, guess what? If I was in a room with Martha Stewart, I wouldn't care if she had a gun or not. I wouldn't necessarily want to talk to her. But I don't care if Martha Stewart has a gun. She doesn't concern me. She's not going to cause me harm. But hey, guess what? She's a felon and she can't own a gun for the rest of her life.
That's right.
That's stupid.
But it's the law, and we should follow the law.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's why I'm all in favor of that. Is I want people to start getting fucking pissed at what they're giving up, because yep. I actually in college I knew a bunch of people where they essentially plea bargained to felony accounts just to make it fucking go away, just to end the altercation. And I'm like, oh my god, back then I was still an anti-gunner, so I didn't give a fuck. But now I'm like, oh my god, they should have fought tooth and nail.
Yeah, I'm not pleading to shit for anything.
No, neither am I. No, I mean it's one of those. Yeah, no, I'll. Yeah, they'll have to get me dead to rights. So yeah, I mean it's just that's but people need to get to that, and then of course. Then we need to start going on to the, yeah, no, for these fucking stupid victimless crimes, yeah, no, that shouldn't be disqualifying. Or maybe we should get back to where we were when the Founding Fathers existed, where felonies should be felonies and everything else should be misdemeanors.
Yep.
That's yeah, because now we've got felony the farting should... in church as a felony if it's on the Sabbath.
Yeah, everything's a felony. Well, I don't know, did you read Three Felonies a Day, the book?
I didn't read that book. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, they're not kidding.
Basically, does not surprise me.
If they wanted, go to Instapundit and look up his paper, Ham Sandwich Nation. Mm-hmm. It's not very long, but basically it's a paper based on a game that prosecutors play. What could we prosecute X for? They could convict Mother Teresa on something, you know.
Decomposing.
Oh yeah, I mean that's why I would never ever like allow a law enforcement agent down into my armory, because as far as I know, I'm compliant with the law, but I can't guarantee it. And am I compliant, 100% compliant with the law? I mean, oh, maybe I don't have that exactly stored exactly how it needs to be, or maybe that's beyond that OSHA requirement, or blah, 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 blah. Yep, no, no, thank you. Let's just have no prying eyes, and we're all good.
Yeah, get a warrant.
Get a fucking warrant.
Well, on that marvelous note, I think I'll hang up and let the next person step in, because the show's almost over now.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Bye.
Love seeing your dong in Wild Things, not so much in Hollow Man.
That never gets old.
Kevin Bacon really likes to show his dick, by the way. Have you noticed that? I think I've seen his dick more than I've seen my dick. That's not true.
That I hope that's not true.
That's not even remotely true. But I do like the movie Wild Things. That was one of those movies that my dad kept saying, oh, you got to watch this. And I'm like, come on, Dad, you perv. And they went, shit, it's a really fucking good movie.
I've never
seen
it.
What about Avatar?
Dad also wanted me to see Avatar as well as Kevin Baker. Yeah, no. Brita, Wild Things is a good movie.
Okay.
I had it. My dad kept always pushing Wild Things and Basic Instinct on me.
That has,
and I kept rolling my eyes at him because both of them have a reputation of being beaver flicks, and there's a lot of titties in both of them. But no, they're really good movies.
Oh, I can see those anytime I want.
Titties, but can I, Brita?
I have to discuss that. I don't know.
I am so happy the squirrel report does not have HR.
HR?
Yes.
Oh, so much sexual harassment.
That's right. Brittany would be calling HR on me again.
I thought you'd be calling on me.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Well, there is a Brita a video of Brita racking the slide on a 1911, but the blog page on her blog that has the YouTube link is foobarred. So,
yay!
You might have deleted the video or something.
I'm sure I did.
I did see that video.
I remember seeing it.
Right, because the belief was that a woman was too weak to rack the slide on a 1911.
That's what it was. Remember and.
What?
We were at
Oh yeah.
A secret location.
Yeah. And boy, did I ever wreck that slide.
You did.
Yeah. What a retarded thing to say to a woman. I mean, seriously, come on.
And that was before you started lifting weights.
And that was, I know. Yeah. I was a weakling then.
By the way, how's the ass looking, Brita?
Awesome.
Can you cut glass with it?
Not yet. Mike keeps joking that he wants to try to bounce a quarter off of it. And I said, give me a couple months.
I'm bringing a whole fucking rack of quarters. I'm bringing $2 worth of quarters with me.
I'm going tomorrow for more training for deadlifts because I got to figure out how to do it right.
Tell me more about the deadlifts.
Oh, somebody's asking for cooking tips. Actually, this is a good segue.
Yay.
Okay. I actually do have a recipe, and you need a two quart crock pot. It's the littlest crock pot. It's like $12 at Walmart. And anyway, so we have this trainer named Hans. And Hans is this.
Aren't you, Joe? That's fucking awesome. Does he have a buddy named Franz? And is he there to pump you up?
Yes. I don't know about the buddy named Franz, but yeah. So Hans is like, he's like 20 something. He's very young and enthusiastic and friendly and upbeat. And, you know, and when Mike and I started taking training, he was all about like very interested in what we ate before we came to the gym. And we horrified him one evening because we went to the gym. I think our session was at like 7 p.m. and I cooked dinner and we had steak. And so Hans asked, you know, what did you eat before you came to the gym? And we're like, well, we had a steak. And he was like, what? You know, he was all kind of horrified that it was too big of a meal and too much fat or whatever. We were fine. Whatever. I ate a lot of steak. My body could take it. But so in the course of the training, we talked a lot about nutrition and about what foods are good to eat before you go to the gym for like energy and stuff. And, the thing that came up was oatmeal. One of the greatest things you can eat before you go to the gym is oatmeal because it's a slow burning carb and it keeps your belly full and it gives you a lot of energy to do what you need to do. And, so I said to Hans, I said, have you ever tried overnight oatmeal in your crock pot? Now Hans is like, you know, he focuses a lot on lifting weights and being 20 something and gorgeous. So I'm not sure he even knew what a crock pot was, really. And so I explained to him, I said, you know, you can make oatmeal in your crock pot overnight and you wake up and you have delicious warm oatmeal first thing in the morning. And you know,
as long as your house doesn't burn down.
And your house won't burn down. You're in the house while the crock pot's on. Jay.
But you're sleeping. It waits for you to lose consciousness. And then kaboom!
No, it does not.
I like the fact that now it's going from house burning down to kaboom. It has gone from a smoldering house fire to an FAE.
Right. Oh God. So anyway, for Christmas I bought Hans a crock pot because essentially he gave me lots of training for free. So I figured, well, $12 crock pot. I'll give him the crock pot and the recipe. And so I'm going to give everybody else the recipe too. Because it is a delicious breakfast and, you get leftovers that you can just heat up in the microwave for like, you know, during the week or whatever. And it's very simple. It's 4 cups of liquid. And usually we split it. It's like half milk, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of water.
It's all beer.
No, we don't do beer oatmeal.
Bourbon.
And one Scotch. Cup. No, 1 cup of steel cut oats, not the like regular oats, not the quick oats, just the, you know, regular steel cut oats. So
of
1 cup of oats.
Now Brita's being coy here. It's not steel cut. They're Irish oats.
They are Irish oats. Yes, they are. And, you add like whatever flavoring you like, cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, dried fruit, whatever you want.
Bourbon.
And, or maybe some rum. I don't know. That actually probably be pretty good because it's like rum, an extract, right?
Rum would be really good.
Yeah. So, aged and then rum. You just cook it, you put it on low for like 7 to 8 hours overnight, and you have delicious oatmeal in the morning. And so it's the simplest thing, but it's so good for you, and oatmeal is awesome for you. It's, you know, good for your cholesterol and keeps you going in the morning, and it's great. It's a great breakfast, and also good before you go to the gym. So there you go.
Cool.
There's the recipe for the week.
And the consistency is so good. It's so creamy.
Yummy. Yeah, actually, I have plans on making savory oatmeal where I, like, cook it with make the oatmeal with – I know this is going to sound weird, but make the oatmeal with, like, chicken broth instead of water and then top it with bacon and cheese and green onion and, like, a fried egg for breakfast.
Oh, I can actually see that. We used to – we haven't done it in a while, but we used to – I'd cook a chicken in the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I'd scooped out all the meat and all the bones and all that, we'd strain yep. it just to get out all the thicker stuff. And then we'd add maybe a few extra cups of chicken stock just to fill it out. And then we'd fill it up with barley, chopped onions, and chopped peppers.
That sounds amazing.
And let it go overnight. And our original plan for it was to make a barley soup.
Uh-huh.
But there wasn't enough liquid. The barley would soak it all up, and instead it turned into this crazy savory porridge, which was
awesome.
That
sounds great.
It's really good. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah. I'll report back on the savory oatmeal. I may do it this weekend because
you don't even need to report back. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. I want some.
Well, I like savory more than sweet generally, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to add Sean.
Oh, goody. Okay.
I'm going to add Sean. I'm adding you, Sean.
And now for the second hour of the Squirrel Report, Sean Sorrentino.
If we're going for a second hour, I need to pee.
Hey, there he is.
Sean was not listening to the town hall.
And it wasn't working.
It is Sean Sorrentino, the perpetrator of the Gunblog Variety Cast, and
we're going to charge you $5 every time you say Gunblog Variety
Wrong
Cast.
Fun podcast, also, I believe.
I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Who played that?
By the way, if nobody listens to the Wrong Fun podcast, it's fucking awesome.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Man, I wasn't going to say anything at all about my other podcast, but that wasn't very nice at all.
We can't we can't let you on without saying something about what your other.
I can't believe you have a clip of that.
A clip of what?
Who has the clip of that?
What?
We're going to charge you $5 every time you say Gunblog Variety Cast. That.
Oh. That was from one of our shows, I think.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God.
We're having so much fun.
Oh, so, yeah, I was so I'm sitting watching, Stephen Fry with the wife, and I start getting these emails. So Sean, are you watching the town hall? I'm like, no, weird. I'm watching Stephen Fry with the wife.
I mean, this guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning.
I'm like, weird, calm down, keep your pants on. And I'm seriously, like, in all caps, negative Ghost Rider.
I told my wife that. She laughed so hard. He's like, keep your pants. It's like, Sean just told me, keep your pants on. So I said, negative Ghost Rider, the battery is full. Oh, God.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me here. It was just killing me. I'm telling the wife this, and she's laughing.
Sean, just wait till you listen to this shit. It's awesome.
So I'm going to need the video because apparently it is going to give weird material for weeks and weeks.
There's no way I can do like the whole thing in one show. It's going to be like maybe three shows.
Oh, man. Oh, so yeah, it's been an interesting day. Apparently somebody who's usually a Goodreads troll decided to troll the gun people today. And it's been you remember the original everybody decided to talk to Joan Peterson? Well, apparently this person decided to troll gun people. But she wasn't nearly as nice as Joan Peterson tried to be originally. And it's been entertaining on this person's blog. Quite a bitch, actually.
Is Joan Peterson still a thing? I'm just curious.
Sadly, no. Unfortunately, she doesn't do nearly enough interviews. What was this? This is the first time that you've actually been able to actually do an audio fisk on her, hasn't it? Weird. Is that last week or is that this week?
Yeah, no, it was this week.
Yeah.
She's got another thing up. She interviewed with the BBC or some sort of BBC podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's going to get pushed to the back burner with all this crap.
God, she finally shoots her mouth off and then Obama just tramples all over her.
Well, you know, he is the president.
He's my blog mother.
Who, Obama?
No, Joan Peterson. Oh, I started thinking because of her. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm sure she's thrilled.
Yeah, well. And Minnesota decided it was going to stop recognizing the Utah permit. So there we go. Thank you very much, Virginia. They jumped in to make sure that my Utah permit was still useful to me. Good job. Thanks a lot.
Oh, while they were getting rid of everyone else's.
Yeah, well, Utah is still valid in Virginia, so it's my Utah permit is still valid. You know, in Virginia, my North Carolina is not. So that part where I have to drive through Virginia to get to Pennsylvania to see my parents, well, now my Utah permit still works. And I don't have to open carry while I'm driving through Virginia, which would not make my wife all that happy. So.
Cool.
So, did you guys catch that part where Obama decided that he was going to tell the world that if we in America would only adopt the forward-thinking
China
policies of China?
Yes.
Yeah.
That we would save lots of little children in schools? I mean, you know, we might have a few great leaps forward and maybe a cultural revolution or six, but we'd save some kids.
And let's not bring up the whole, you know, one child per family rule.
Yeah.
Because how many kids died there?
Hey. And when he said that he believed in the Second Amendment.
There's a ritual about this whole thing that I have to do.
You heard that?
No.
Oh, ritual?
There's a ritual? This whole thing that I have to do. I believe in the Second Amendment. It's there written on the paper.
I'm just going to guarantee all over it.
A right to bear arms.
It's written there. Listen to the pause. On the paper. He couldn't come up with in the Constitution. It was on the paper.
He has the weirdest cadence in his voice. It is so strange to me. It doesn't even sound like a real person talking.
It's because he's lying.
Yeah. So when Obama says, "I believe in the Constitution," does anyone else also hear?
If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor.
Do you hear that? You hear that too? Because I hear that. That's what I hear.
I believe he. Well, you know, I'm sure he believes in it. I'm also sure he's going to abuse it as much as he possibly can.
No, I think he's definitely firmly in the to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
Yeah.
Tommy just said in the chat that Obama sounds like everyone thinks William Shatner sounds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he kind of does.
It's
32-4.
Very weird. And then of course the like disappearing Ebonics. Like, you know, he has the black accent that he uses sometimes and then the kind of country and then yeah.
Cuz he's a blank slate.
Yeah, well.
He doesn't exist.
He's the affirmative action president.
He's this guy that was raised. I mean, who was he raised by? He was raised by these, like, his grandparents who were, like.
White people in Hawaii, right?
They were No,
white bred in Kansas.
They're whiter than my father.
They were the children of slave owners.
Freaking seriously, they're whiter than my father, who you know, of course, on my podcast I am the token black guy because you know I'm half Italian. But seriously, this guy,
are you Sicilian like Jay?
No.
Oh, so you're not as black as Jay is.
You didn't hear that story? You don't know that story?
I No, you're half Italian.
Yeah, you need to retell this story.
Oh, okay. So my mom and dad met, and my father decided very quickly this was the woman for him. With this fancy imported model from Scotland, he totally wanted this. So he decided he's going to marry her. At some point, he decides to do the honorable thing, go and ask the father, and the father's like, well, fuck that. Of course, it was not the done thing for a Scottish man to say, well, fuck that. He just said no. And at he's like, well, how about I just take you out back and whoop your ass? Because that is the Italian thing to do. And he explains, you know, to my mother at some point that she can't marry him because he's Italian. Because basically that makes him black.
It's a mixed marriage, yes.
That is what he said. He literally said this. This is not – and my dad heard this. He didn't say anything about it, but he heard this. And he filed it because that's the kind of guy my dad is. He just files that. He's like, all right, I know what bothers you. Nah, I've got something for your ass. Well, man, they were married for 5 years before I was born. So – a couple of years later, when they got to the, we're going to start trying to have a child, my dad starts breaking out with the, well, you know, we're going to have a baby boy. You know, I sure hope we don't have a throwback.
What? Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we got the Cousin Beulah or Aunt Beulah. It was Aunt Beulah. Aunt Beulah. What? Well, you know, back, you know, you never, you know about the woodpile. You never know what's going to pop up. We did have this aunt way back, and you never know when those genes are going to just pop back up. And we did have the, you know, Beulah, and we try not to talk about that. I mean, it's, you know, kind of embarrassing in the family. You know, we just don't talk about that. And you know, the farther south in Italy you go, the closer you get to Africa, and, you know, they're more allergic to milk, and black people, they're allergic to milk, and they get the scars, and black people, they scar pretty badly, and, you know, I'm from pretty far south in Italy, and, well, you know, and he, you know, over the course of my mom getting more and more pregnant, and before that even, because they tried for a little while before she got pregnant, and he laid it on.
I introduced to you Sambo Sorrentino.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, and you may not know this. You know the band Rage Against the Machine. If you don't know this, the guys from Rage Against the Machine, at least some of them, are what's the not Turkish, but the people that they were massacred by the Turks,
the Kurds,
Armenians.
Yeah, they're Armenian.
Nobody's well, business but the Turks.
A lot of the Armenians live in Los Angeles. Yeah. And there were a lot of them living in Los Angeles at the time I was born in the late 60s, early 70s. And there was a run apparently on Armenian babies at the time that – I mean it was they were going wholesale when I was born. And I was the only not Armenian baby in the whole freaking baby wing. And so you've got all these Armenian babies, and apparently Armenian babies are born with like a full head of hair. Then that full head of hair starts at their eyebrows.
By the way, may I thank this trend for Christy Canyon?
Okay. and so you've got all these Armenian babies, and you've got this one little bright white pink baby who's half Italian and half Scottish. I mean, I freaking glowed in the dark. By comparison to these little Armenian babies, and my grandmother, my father standing right next to her, swears on a stack of Bibles, the first words my grandmother spoke about me were, oh, he is white.
Oh, that's good.
I have told that story so many times, Sean. That
is good. He's white.
Oh, he is white.
Oh, he is white. So there you go.
My father was from Ireland, and the town we lived in, the town I grew up in, had a lot of Italians in it. For some reason, they all settled in this town, and they were all kind of like from Campobasso. Is that a place?
I have no idea.
It's southern Italy, whatever.
Because my family's Italian doesn't mean I know all of the Italians.
Bossa Nova, Testarossa.
Maybe Jay would.
They're from Pizza.
But southern Never Italy, and my dad always joked, you know, he's like, don't ever date an Italian boy. That'd be like a mixed marriage.
Yeah. Well, there's apparently three people in the world who are half Scottish, half Italian. That's me, my brother, and Jay Leno. And as near as I can tell, you it's like the worst of both worlds. You get mad really, really quickly, and you never let it go.
Yeah.
So.
Are you saying Italians hold a grudge, Sean?
No, Scottish people do.
It's interesting that you mention that, because when I told my parents that my Irish wife and I were getting married, my father said, we're going to have a mixed marriage in the family. I'm not sure he was kidding.
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't.
Well, and you know, the Irish and Italian, of course, because the Irish and the Italians came to America at the same time, you know, in the New York area. So, of course, you know, the Irish and the Italians kind of fought with each other. And then, you know, the police and the fire departments, they ended up taking over and forming and, you know, in those areas. So that kind of makes sense as a mixed marriage in those areas. But I'm not understanding why it makes a difference anywhere else. Maybe Chicago, I guess. But
Gangs of New York was a great movie.
Yes.
No, it was not. Well, actually,
wasn't that mostly – it was nativists versus the Irish? I don't know that the Italians –
No, they had Italians. They had Irish and Italian. There were some Italians.
They had four writers, and it showed.
Yeah, it was still a good movie.
No, it was not.
The Dead Rabbits.
Yeah, and where my dad was from, it was actually the Italians and the Poles. Because half the town was Polish and half the town was Italian. There was a couple of Russians thrown in.
They're all Catholic. They look the same to me.
It's kind of funny is because my dad's cousin married a Polish girl, and the Polish girl never went back to the Polish Catholic Church. She started going to the Italian Catholic Church. And he, you know, when he died many years later, my dad took her back to the Polish Catholic Church. This is like 40 years later, and they're like, oh, thank you to my father for bringing her back to our church. We haven't seen her in like 40 years. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Huh.
People haven't seen her? That's how like deeply divided this Erie, Pennsylvania.
Ah, worst pizza of my life. Just saying.
Erie.
If you went through Erie, Pennsylvania, and the worst thing that happened to you was pizza,
we he didn't stay long.
I've been through Erie.
90 miles east of here.
Yeah.
Well, you know why Erie's so windy?
The lake?
No, because Cleveland sucks and Buffalo blows.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this pipe hurts.
I've been through Buffalo, too. Man, you want to talk about a hard-hit place.
Yeah.
Damn.
Syracuse isn't doing so hot either.
It looks – Buffalo looks like the next – Detroit.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what about the wings, Alan?
Huh?
Buffalo wings.
Oh, God. All right. That's it. We're done.
Show's over.
Show's over.
Weird killed it.
You kids get out of the pool.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for calling, everybody that called. And we'll be back next week.
Good night, Internet.
Good night.
And rest in peace, Barack Obama.